You're listening to healthradio.fm. I am your host, Tamula McNabb. I have the wonderful Krista on the phone from Wisteria Acres Wellness and Retreats. How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
I'm so excited to have you on our show today. A lot of people have no idea about the topic that we're going to talk about today, and that is equine therapy. People don't even know what equine means.
Equine means horse.
Okay, and equine therapy then means taking care of yourself through horses. Tell us a bit about yourself and what got you into this type of therapy.
Well, horses quite literally changed my life unexpectedly. I started off as a homeopath and was really just looking for something to balance out my life. My nose was always in a book studying cases, and I knew that I needed to incorporate some type of balance, and I was led to the horses, you know, in the traditional sense, as most people are with riding. But then I heard about the equine therapy and was really drawn to the whole philosophy of honoring horses as teacher and guide, and how they can help people on their healing journey. And I took my training in 2009, and now I find myself living on a farm with a healing herd of 6 horses and living a life I never could have imagined.
Well, when you say it's not a farm, because I've been to your retreat, and it's a very upscale, beautiful farm. You have how many horses you have 8 acres, is that correct?
Yep.
How many horses do you have?
We have 6.
And you also have 2 little minis as well?
That's right. Well, they're included in the 6.
They're so amazingly gorgeous. Tell us why horses are fantastic therapists.
They're very powerful therapists for many reasons, but the basis of the work is that in the wild, horses are preyed upon. And in order to survive, they have developed a highly refined ability to read the subtlest of body languages and the intentions behind it. And so when we work with horses or we share space with horses, they're continuously reading our body language, the intention behind it, the energy that we carry. And they also, as prey animals, need to feel safe in any given situation. And for them to feel safe, they need to accurately be able to read our intentions, which is not always clear when dealing with the complexities of human nature. And, you know, many of us have been conditioned to wear a mask out in the world, which may not always be in alignment with how we're truly feeling. And I would even venture so far as to say that we've been masking our true feelings for so long that oftentimes we ourselves are not even aware of how we're truly feeling. And in order to work safely with the horses, they need us to become congruent. In other words, the inside and the outside have to match.
But what if they don't, Chris? I mean, some people say, oh, give me a break. A horse, how is a horse going to read a human being? But explain that further. I mean, if we're hiding from ourselves, how is this horse going to know how we're feeling?
Because we carry all the emotions, all our issues, if you like, all our challenges, we carry that in our body. And whether we're consciously aware of it or not, we broadcast that through our body posture, the way we carry ourselves, the way we interact with the world, even on that energetic level. And that's the level at which the horses connect with the world around them. So they pick up on emotions that we're carrying within us that we may be conscious or not,
right,
of, and they will mirror that back to us through a variety of ways.
So give us an example of the mirroring back. So and I was going to actually add as well, when a man or a woman is coming to see you or spend time at the retreat, they're coming, you know, on their own free will. So they're more inclined to open up and show the anxiety and show to show their feelings.
Yes.
They're paying to be there. They're going to want to get therapy. So I'm sure that whether or not I'm this businesswoman with the, you know, with the stoic face and I run a corporation, you know, when I come there, I'm able to probably peel down a few layers and get things going, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, that's one of the gifts that the horses offer us as well, is there's no judgment. You know, people feel very differently when they're outside in nature working one-on-one with a horse rather than, you know, perhaps sitting in an office talking with another person. There's that whole level of judgment is removed.
Let's talk about, this is a great example, when I interviewed you for the Health and Wellness TV show, I came to you, we had met several times before, but I came to you on a particular day that I had just found out earlier in the morning that my very favorite uncle, who's very young, just a few years older than me, he's more like a brother than an uncle, was diagnosed with an incurable cancer. And so, I mean, I didn't share that with you because I wasn't there for that reason, but what were the horses doing that was just crazy? And you said to me, are you okay? Like, is everything going okay with you right now?
Was that with Romeo?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, Romeo, and each horse will, you know, will respond in their own unique ways. Romeo on that day was being very dynamic and very demonstrative, you know, shaking his head, and he can really get going. And what I've learned from him is that's his way of letting us know that there's an incongruency there with somebody. He's picking up on some pretty big energy that we're not aware of, or that we're not being
talking about. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they were all blowing air. All the horses were a lot that day.
Yes. And that is when they blow out like that, they're releasing tension. So again, they're picking up on the energies of their surroundings, and that's a way that they release energy, release stress or tension. They can also do that by yawning. That's another form of release as well.
Take us through a typical, you have a woman's retreat coming up. What's it called again?
Women Healing with Horses.
Okay, explain to us exactly how that works and what happens.
It's a 2.5 day or 5 day retreat. We have space for 8 women, and they come and spend the 2.5 days or 5 days here on site, and we go through different processes each day with the horses. The whole philosophy behind that particular retreat is just offering women the opportunity to really get in touch with themselves and, you know, beyond their role as mother or caregiver, what is their soul longing for? What are their innate gifts and talents that they've come into the world with to share? We can, you know, so often get caught up in the identity of our roles and really lose touch with who we are at a core level.
Absolutely. What kind of women will be coming to this type of retreat?
All kinds, actually. We have women that come who, you know, may be experiencing different life challenges, be it emotionally with anxiety and depression. Perhaps they're facing a life transition and they're seeking guidance. They may be experiencing some relationship issues. We also get a lot of women who are just looking for that deeper meaning in their life and starting to question, what is my purpose? Just looking for that safe space to really connect with that deeper part of themselves.
Now, your retreat is open to women from all over North America.
Yeah.
They would fly into Vancouver Airport and come to your acreage about 35, 40 minutes outside of downtown Vancouver and spend time with you. But your facility is also available to other groups. You have that giant loft above the barn that's absolutely gorgeous as well. How does that work for groups who wanted to use your space?
Yes, we do rent out our space to other health and wellness or personal development groups. So they can, we do have the loft space above the barn that's available for, you know, day rentals, or we also rent out the retreat house for groups that are looking to host their retreats.
And it's almost like a mini B&B style scenario as well.
Yeah.
Well, I love what you're doing. I mean, I've met you in person. That's why I was so happy to have you on the show. And you're wonderful on the inside out. And I think that you have the ability to really help a lot of people in their journey from all faiths and backgrounds, you know, heal and do amazing things in their life. So I thank you very much for being on healthradio.fm.
Thank you so much, Tammy.
Tell me again your website address.
It's www.wisteriaacres.com.
Thanks again.
Thank you.